For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. South Carolina's 750,000 public school students have settled into their school day routines for the year. On a recent morning at Greenville's Fisher Middle School, hundreds of students are in line for breakfast. This year, the Greenville County School District is offering free breakfast for students at all of its schools. Jane Garreau is Fisher Middle School principal.
Usually we served about 100 students, and even though we've added an additional grade, our numbers have increased by three or four times what our expectation was. So yes, we've seen a huge taking advantage of the free breakfast for our population.
The Greenville County School District is the state's largest. Joe Urban is the district's director of nutrition services.
So we got about 76,000 students. My department, we serve about 75,000 meals every day. That's breakfast and lunch. Annually, that equates to a little more than 3 million breakfasts every year and 12.5 million meals total.
According to the district, 50% of the students attending Greenville County schools are eligible for free or reduced school lunches because of family income. So the Greenville School District Board decided that lunch would be provided free for all students at 21 of the district's highest poverty schools and free breakfast offered at all of its 92 schools. School District Board Chair Lisa Wells says the blanket availability of free lunches and breakfast means a huge reduction in paperwork for the school and parents, and it helps alleviate some of the stigma that can accompany a student signing up to take advantage of the free meals.
What we found is that there are some folks that need that and need to take advantage of that, but they won't take advantage of that opportunity because there's a stigma associated with saying, I need help. And so trying to figure out a way to formulate a plan so that we could serve it universally, so that that would not be an issue, was important to be sure that those students that needed it the most were going to get it, regardless of paperwork and those kinds of things.
Greenville isn't alone in offering free breakfast programs. 31 of the state's 82 school districts take advantage of a program enacted by Congress in 2010. It allows the nation's highest poverty schools and districts to serve the meals at no cost to all students in the qualified schools without the burden of collecting applications from their homes. School districts that participate are reimbursed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In Greenville's case, there's actually no direct cost to the district for the breakfast program. The USDA money and lunch fees collected from students that pay covers the cost. State Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman sees real benefits to the program.
Educators, and it seems that congressmen have figured out that children who will learn better if they are not hungry.
That proof that healthy students learn better and that thousands of South Carolina families are struggling economically is driving school districts to look at more ways to help students. Some schools actually provide a third daily meal for needy students. More and more are developing summer meal programs. Superintendent Spearman hopes the Greenville County model can advance the program statewide.
As Greenville goes, often so goes the whole state, and them showing this interest in this might perk the interest of other districts to do the same thing.
Officials in Greenville say breakfast for a student costs about a dollar a day. State Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman terms that money well spent. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.